kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Mura pero nasa mataas na antas ang pagkilala ng mga tinatawag na Selective Entry Public Schools sa buong Australia. Dahil ang mga eskwelahang ito ay dinisenyo para matulungan sila mga batang matatalino na maipalabas ang kanilang kakayanan. Sa buong Australia, ang New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria at Perth sa Western Australia lang ang may eskwelahang tinatawag na Selective Entry Public Schools, kung saan nagbibigay ng mura ngunit may mataas na antas ng pag-aaral sa akademya para sa mga batang matatalino. Hindi madali ang makapasok dito sa eskwelahang ito dahil maliban sa limitado ang bilang ng tatanggaping estudyante, may entrance exam ito at hindi lahat ng estado may ganitong klase ng eskwelahan. Sa New South Wales, meron lamang 21 fully selective at 26 na partially selective schools. Tatanggap sila ng higit 4,000 estudyante sa year 7. Ayon kay New South Wales Department of Education Chief Education Officer Ben North, nag-uunahan ang gustong makapasok sa mga selective schools.
In total, there's a little bit over 4,000 places in each Year 7 cohort spread across the 47 schools, and the Department of Education receives over 15,000 applications. The test process involves a very challenging and hard test. It's designed to really be able to assess students with very high ability, and for that reason, it's quite a hard test.
Dahil dito, gumawa ng bagong Selective High School Placement Test ang kagawaran ng edukasyon para sa taong 2021, kabilang sa focus topic na dapat pag-aralan ng mga estudyante na gustong makapasok sa selective school ay ang mga subject na emphasizing thinking skills, mathematical reasoning, at problem solving.
We have a new test developer, which is Cambridge Assessment, that's part of the University of Cambridge. So the test is made up of four components at the moment: a thinking skills test, a reading test, mathematics, and also a writing test. The number of questions and the time allowed for each test can vary year to year, and the questions change from year to year as well.
Ang Perth Modern School, na isang selective school sa Western Australia, ay may higit 200 estudyante sa year 7. Sila ang mga estudyanteng nakapasa sa Academic Selective Entrance Test. Samantalang sa Queensland, isang partially selective high school lang ang naroon kung saan ang mga napiling estudyante ay pumapasok sa hiwalay na klase sa English, Mathematics at Science. At 3 eskwelahan naman ang matatawag na fully selective high schools kung saan nag-aalok ng selective classes. Habang sa Victoria, 4 ang selective school na umaabot sa 1,000 estudyante ang kaya nilang tanggapin sa year 9 hanggang year 12. Basihan dito ang resulta ng eksaminasyon at na-achieve sa junior high school. Hindi rin higit sa 5% sa year 8 ang tatanggaping estudyante sa 1 eskwelahan. Dapat kasi pantay-pantay ang pagtanggap ng mga estudyante mula sa iba't ibang eskwelahan. Iba din ang patakaran sa Victorian Selective Entry High School Examination. Ang pasulit na ito ay may 5 test. May verbal reasoning, numerical, persuasive or creative writing, reading comprehension at mathematics. Laking tuwa naman ni AD Joshi na sa kabila ng kaba nung kasagsagan ng exam, naging maganda ang resulta at nakakuha siya ng slot sa 1 selective school sa Suzanne Corey High School sa Werribee.
I remember I was very nervous. I could feel my arms shaking, my heart was thumping, and I remember my weaker out of the subjects was writing, and it was a pretty hard topic. I'm pretty sure the topic was there was a mysterious object in a shop, and we had to write about what that object was, and we were given 4 images. We had related to those images our narrative. I'll say that was the hardest thing for me.
Pero iba ang karanasan ni Dr. Majida Awade dahil noong nakarating dito sa Australia taong 2005, wala siyang alam tungkol sa selective high school para sa kanyang mga anak. Kaya ang panganay niyang anak nakapag-aral sa non-selective school at ang bunso na niya ang nakapasok sa selective school sa New South Wales. Ayon sa kanya, iba ang approach ng pag-aaral ang naranasan ng kanyang bunsong anak.
The one who went to a non-selective school, now since then she stopped performing, she stopped studying. She said, well, I'm doing well. All my friends are getting 40, 50, 60 in their exams and I'm getting 90. So I'm doing okay, I don't need to study. Well, that's her reasoning. While the one who went to a selective school, she was surrounded by the ones who are performing well. So she had to study more, she had to study hard, she had to be more ambitious to be compared to them.
Bagay na sinang-ayunan ng year 10 na si A.D. Josh mula sa Suzanne Corey High School.
I like the fact that I'm in a group of like smarter students generally. Competing against them makes me want to do better, and I feel like that's a really good push to have in a selective school as compared to like a public school. As far as I know, most of the students who attend selective schools, they very, very studious and academically talented, so they want the best for themselves and they don't go to school just to have fun. Like, they want to have fun, of course, but education is a priority for them.
Ayon sa associate professor ng Social and Political Sciences sa University of Technology, Sydney, at author din ng librong Aspiration and Anxiety, Asian Migrants and Australian Schooling, Christine Ho. Karamihan ng mga pumapasok dito ay mga migrante o ang mga pamilya ay mula sa iba't ibang bansa kung saan binigyan ng halaga ang edukasyon. Pero may babala siya para sa mga magulang dahil ang matinding pagtulak sa mga anak upang maging magaling sa larangan ng akademya sa mahabang panahon ay may negatibong epekto sa kalusugan ng pag-iisip ng bata.
There is evidence of, you know, the mental health strain on students who are being pushed to, you know, achieve at very, very high levels for a long time. At the same time, a lot of the migrant children that I've talked to, they intuitively understand the reasons, you know, why their parents are behaving like that. They understand that, you know, as migrants, they do need to work harder than everyone else just to get the same opportunities.
Ayon kay Dr. Majida taong 2011 nang gumawa siya ng Research-Based Learning Institute kung saan ang mga guro ay nagbibigay ng personalized tutorial para sa mga selective school entrance exam. 80% ng mga estudyante na pumapasok sa kanila ng isang taong programa ay nakakuha ng magandang resulta base sa selective placement test sa New South Wales. Pero kalahati sa kanilang mga mag-aaral ay kabilang sa matatawag na average student sa kanilang paaralan.
Now, these 50%, when we actually benchmark them against other students whom we know they made it to selective, we see high potential. But what they lacked the structure, they lacked the framework, and the tools, and of course the confidence. And once you lack these few components, you cannot perform well. They are average in their performance, but they are very high in their potential.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Majida, dapat pumili ng tatlong eskwelahan na papasukan ng anak para mas tiyak na may mapupuntahang magandang eskwelahan ang bata.
From the data of their performance and other students' performance and progressing from one test to the next test, we can predict what they will have in their actual test. We then work with parents to say, we think they will get this mark. Let's see what order of schools you put in your application. And this is where it plays a really good part in the likelihood of getting that offer. So be realistic and be informed. That's the key point.
Pero ayon kay New South Wales Department of Education Chief Education Officer Ben North, dapat maglista ang mga magulang sa mga nais na pasukan ng anak. Basihan ay kung malapit ito sa tinitirhan para hindi mapagod ang mga anak sa madalas na pagbiyahe, papasok at pauwi ng bahay. Hindi rin niya nirekomenda na ipasok sa mga tutorial classes bilang paghahanda sa selective school test.
In general, the department doesn't recommend or endorse that students do preparation courses or tutoring courses on the department's selective high school's website. The sample papers or sample test exams are up and available, and they also include answers and written explanations of why a certain answer was the correct answer. Students shouldn't need to do lengthy or expensive tutoring or coaching preparation for the test.
Sabi naman ni Dr. Ho, ang estudyanteng hindi maka-afford sa tutorial classes ay kadalas ay hindi nakakakuha ng slot sa selective school.
Generally, it seems like, you know, we are on a path that is leading to greater and greater inequality in our education system. If you can't afford to send your kids to tutoring, you're probably not going to get into a selective school.
Bagay na sinang-ayuna ni AD Joshi na nakapasok sa selective school sa Victoria dahil kahit siya, pumasok siya sa pribadong tutorial classes ng 8 oras kada Sabado at Linggo, 6 na buwan bago ang pasulit.
If I didn't attend the tutoring classes, I would have been like quite surprised as to what was on the test, because what they teach in like actual school and what's on the test is completely different. The tutoring classes prepped me very well for what was on the test.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa Selective Entry High Schools at Sample Test, bisitahin ang Department of Education website sa New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland at Western Australia. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kusanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.